It takes two men to carry one cluster of grapes. This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing, LLC. Come check out our Christian romance titles at ceciliadowdy.com/books. That's ceciliadowdy.com/books, or simply click on the link that is provided in this blog post. Rocky Road Dreams is a Christian novel that is perfect for church and Bible study women's groups. Rocky Road Dreams is about Kyle Baxter. Kyle is an alcoholic who has recently fallen off the wagon. Through his faith in Jesus, he tries to live a better life as he reconnects with Melanie, his childhood friend. Melanie runs her own health food and vitamin business on the Outer Banks. As she spends time with Kyle, both of them go on a long road trip as they seek answers to questions about their lives. Kyle's mother died when he was 3, and he doesn't know very much about her. His search for answers takes him on a journey which will change his life forever. Rocky Road Dreams is available on Amazon.com as an ebook. The book can be read via the Kindle app, which can be downloaded onto most smartphones. To purchase Rocky Road Dreams, simply go to Amazon.com and type in ROCKYROADDREAMS, or simply click on the link at the end of this blog post, and it will take you to a page that will direct you to the Amazon.com link. Now, let's talk about those large clusters of grapes. Numbers 13:23-25. Then they came to the valley of Eshcol, and there cut down a branch with one cluster of grapes. They carried it between two of them on a pole. They also brought some of the pomegranates and figs. The place was called the Valley of Eshcol because of the cluster which the men of Israel cut down there, and they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. If you read my blog post last Wednesday, you'll see that I was talking about the giants and Nephilim in the Bible. A few verses before that, the verse that I quoted in Numbers, you'll see that the spies that Moses sent out were to bring him samples of the food that was growing in the land of Canaan, also known as the land of milk and honey. They went to Hebron and cut down one cluster of grapes, and two men had to carry this one cluster on a pole between them. Can you imagine how huge those grapes were? Plus, this is where the giants were living too. I'll bet those grapes were as big or bigger than the apples that we eat today. I did some research about the giant people that appear in the Old Testament. The Nephilim mentioned in Genesis were killed in the big flood that God caused to wipe out everything, every living thing on the earth, with the exception of the inhabitants of Noah's Ark. The people that Moses' spies saw when gathering the grapes, the giants slash Nephilim, were descendants of a man named Enoch. Enoch was a Rephaite. The Anakites or Rephaim were giants that were mentioned in the Old Testament several times. It appears that they finally died off because there is a scripture in Deuteronomy 3:11 which states, "Only Og, king of Bashan, was left of the remnant of the Rephaites. His bed was made of iron and was more than 13 feet long and 6 feet wide." As I think about it further, and as I mentioned yesterday, I'm assuming the fallen angels appeared again sometime after the flood and infiltrated the bloodline of Anak somehow. If you are interested, here are all the scripture references of the Anakites, Nephilim, and Rephaim. Look them up if you want. Genesis 6:1-4, Genesis 14:5, Genesis 15:20, Numbers 13, Numbers 13:33, Deuteronomy 2:11, Deuteronomy 2:10-11 and 20, Deuteronomy 2:18-21, Deuteronomy 3:11-13, Joshua 12:4, Joshua 13:12, Joshua 15:8, Joshua 15:13, Joshua 17:15, Joshua 18:16, 2 Samuel 5:11-22, 2 Samuel 21, verses 20 through 21, 2 Samuel 23, verse 13, 1 Chronicles 11, 15, 1 Chronicles 14, 9, 1 Chronicles 24. Most of the scriptures just give these giant people a brief mention. I'm assuming all were evil people like the Nephilim mentioned in Genesis, especially since Moses' spies were told to get rid of the different people living in the land of Canaan, which included these giants. I got most of this research from Wikipedia, so use it at your own risk. I did look up all of the scriptures, but this is not a subject matter in which I'm an expert. If I have any facts that are wrong, then feel free to correct me. I'm willing to learn. I'd also like to make another comment about the grapes that I mentioned earlier. I had mentioned that the grapes might be really big, like as big as an apple. It's possible the grapes were the same size as the grapes that we see today, but maybe the clusters themselves were just larger. So maybe the grapes themselves were just a regular size grape, but the clusters, you know, the clusters that grew were just huge, huge clusters compared to the cluster of grapes that we, you know, normally get today. Again, this is just speculation on my part. I'm unclear what these grapes look like because I've done some research, but it's kind of sketchy. So if you have any knowledge about any of this, please feel free to leave me a comment and some more references because I love learning new things. So what do you think about all of this, about the grapes and the Nephilim? Can you imagine living in a land with these gigantic people with gigantic clusters of grapes? Almost makes me feel like I'm not on this earth when I read about it because the concept is so foreign. I'll bet God's earth looked a lot different back in those days. Leave a comment on this blog post to let me know what you thought about it. And if you have any answers to any of these questions or any thoughts, please leave a comment. And if you enjoyed this podcast, click on the link that's provided in this blog post. The link is entitled Biblical Blog Posts. You'll see other blog posts that I've written that are about biblical subjects for which I am interested. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with all of your friends, relatives, and church buddies, and encourage them to leave a comment, and we can maybe start a discussion. This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing, LLC. Come check out our Christian romance titles at ceciliadoddy.com/books. That's ceciliadoddy.com/books. One of our popular titles is Rocky Road Dreams. Rocky Road Dreams is a Christian novel that is perfect for church and Bible study women's groups. Rocky Road Dreams is about Kyle Baxter. Kyle is an alcoholic who has recently fallen off the wagon. Through his faith in Jesus, he tries to live a better life as he reconnects with Melanie, his childhood friend. Melanie runs her own health food and vitamin business on the Outer Banks. As she spends time with Kyle, both of them go on a long road trip as they seek answers to questions about their lives. Kyle's mother died when he was 3, and he doesn't know very much about her. His search for answers takes him on a journey which will change his life forever. Rocky Road Dreams is available on Amazon.com as an ebook. The book can be read via the Kindle app, which can be downloaded onto most smartphones. Rocky Road Dreams, the link to Rocky Road Dreams is at the end of this blog post, or you could simply go on to Amazon.com and type in Rocky Road Dreams by Cecilia Doughty, and you should be able to find it that way. If you have trouble finding the book, feel free to leave a comment on this blog post, and I'll be sure to direct you to the right place to purchase. But and it's perfect. It's a perfect discussion group for church members and Bible study groups as well. Thanks for listening to this blog post in its entirety. And again, please share it with all of your church friends and all of your church members and anybody else who likes to talk about the Bible. Thanks and have a great day.